Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Rick Hurt with the South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency to talk about the proposed landfill expansion. Can you give us an idea of what goes into constructing one of these?
There's actually quite a bit that goes into it. It starts with engineers and design work. We submit the design to the state, the Department of Natural Resources Land Division, and they make their comments on that design we submit. And we work back and forth until we get to a point where the state believes what we've designed fits and will be safe to the environment and protective of the environment. And from there, it gets tentatively approved, but it goes out for a 30-day comment period. And we're still actually in that comment period as we speak right now. The 11th of this month, which is just a couple weeks off, will be the end of that 30-day comment period. And if none are received, we basically have the DNR approval to go forward when they sent the letter out for public comment. So if we don't get any public comment, which is typical that we don't, we will proceed and we'll start construction. The cell we're constructing now is about 8.5 acres, and it will take somewhere between 3 and 5 months to construct that. When I say construct a landfill cell, there's a little more that goes into it than just digging a hole. We've actually, utilizing our own equipment to save costs, pulled the area that we're going to be putting the cell into now down to the top of the liner. The last time we did a cell construction, I took it down to the bottom of the liner, and I found out that's not probably the most cost-effective way to do it, because we had trucked all the material out of that cell, and then the construction company ends up trucking it all back in, putting it in 8-inch lifts or less, compacting it in place. There's testing that goes on involved with it as well. But it's easier, instead of trucking it clear out, to take it to the top of liner, because we're reusing that material. They're just going to pull it out, basically put it into windrows and put it back in lifts, make sure it is compacted to the requirements that the state has for us. After they've done that, that's just the 2 foot of, they call it RCL, which just, it stands for recompacted clay liner. Once it meets a specification, then we put down a 60 mil HDPE. Everyone thinks of that as the liner, but it's really just a part of the liner. It's 60 mil thick. HDPE stands for high density polyethylene. It's basically a thick piece of plastic. It will get welded together with, similar to a giant iron. It actually gets melted together. We're required by the state to test all the seams too, so we'll actually cut pieces out and we'll put it through all sorts of testing to make sure it meets the specifications required and it'll hold up for the long term. After we get done with the 2 foot RCL and the 60 mil HDPE, we're required to put in a 1 foot layer of permeable material. Landfills across the country have used all sorts of different things for that. In our location, the most cost-effective thing to use is a sand for a permeable material, because Martin Marietta is not far away from the landfill and they mine sand there. So we get that at a lower cost than most anything else, and the trucking would be different as well.
And anyone who goes out there, would they see any sort of liner or any cover over it, or is it still open air?
Right now, we're dumping in a different area. They'll see open dirt area where the cell's going to be put in. That's going to, like I say, they're going to actively start here in about a week or so. They're going to flip that dirt back into place. And you really don't, like I said, the liner isn't just something you see. At one point in time when they get to the plastic, the HDPE layer, yeah, you'll be able to go out there and see the liner. But it gets covered up pretty quickly, because the minute we get it in, we get it tested, we have to put the permeable layer on it. Then there's 4 feet of trash, that loose trash. We will segregate construction material and things that might permeate the liner or break the liner, poke through it, whatever you want, may call it. And from regular just loose municipal solid waste, and we'll put just 4 feet of loose municipal solid waste on top of it without packing it. That's the last part of the liner, really, is it's almost like a sponge at the bottom that allows water to come through there, hit the permeable layer. It's almost like you dig a hole and put a bathtub in it, and when it rains, it creates leachate because you filled that bathtub with trash. So we take that leachate, and the drain is basically at the bottom of the sand layer where all the water collects or the leachate collects, and we recirculate it and or haul it off site. So.
Thanks to Rick Hurt for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.